Welcome, sweetest friends. We are continuing our series of Shi'urim in the Sefer Ben Lo Shri of the great Tzaddik Miranana, Harav Yitzchak HaKohen Haberman. And this Shi'ur is dedicated to my very good friend, Rabbi Elchanan Meir Ben Chaya Rachel, who inspired the continuation of this series. And since now we are in the Aseres Yemei Tshuva, and we are right before Shabbos Shuva, I thought, hey, wouldn't it be great to talk about Aseres Yemei Tshuva and Shabbos Shuva? So here we go, sweet friends. This is in the third volume of the Sefer. It's a three-volume set. And this is on page Kuf Mem Gimel. And he opens up, usually he tells you, is it Pshat, Remesh, Drash, Sod, Pilpul, Musar? So here he tells you what it is. Dvarim Nifloim. Wondrous things. So this is going to be a wondrous idea. Says the tzaddik, Avinu Malkeinu, Kasveinu B'Sefer Chaim Tovim. Our Father, our King, we say in the Avinu Malkeinu prayer, write us in the book of good life. Ish l'daktik, we have to look closely. The lo nizkar b'gemara el gemul svarim. In the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah, Daf Tezayin Amar Aleph, there are only mentioned three svarim. We have the Sifrei Tzadikim, Sifrei Rishayim, and Sifrei Benonim. Those are the three books. Why only three? V'yesh lomar, Dibam is kasha. Lehavin. Om Ramzal. It's hard to understand what the rabbis say. Tzadikim gur nechtam nechtam la'arta l'chaim. Rishayim gur nechtam nechtam la'arta l'misa. That complete tzadikim, those who are written in the tzadik book, are written and sealed immediately for life. The complete rishayim are written and sealed immediately for death. V'fizat tzichim achnu liros techef achar Rosh Hashanah al kol panim harbe rishayim mesim. So it's like a weird thing. You know, you learn the Gemara and you see that it says that the rishayim die. So there should be a big plague after Rosh Hashanah. All the Rishayim are dying. You just see all right and left. You see dying Rishayim. Somehow we don't see that. Fortunately, it's a plague. You see a lot of people dying, but lav dafka the Rishayim. It's, you know, it seems to be getting the Rishayim, the Benonim, and the Tzaddikim equally. So why isn't there this big Rishayim pandemic? V'shum tzaddik lo yipateraz. And no tzaddik should die after Rosh Hashanah, because he was written in the book of life. V'rim anachnu hafcho. Since we see just the opposite, we see that the tzaddikim are dying, and the rishayim are staying alive, good and healthy, eating, walking, talking, laughing, surfing. Achagach matzasi kush yizu b'ran. So afterwards, I saw this kash in the ran. Umataritz b'shem harit. V'terusat tzichem l'havin rest shem nasis ela b'self. So I saw a teretz. It's not so simple to understand. We have to understand what he means. And please God, we'll do that at the end. So this is my understanding. Obviously, Chazal weren't so naive. They walked around and they saw there were plenty of Rishayim walking around even back then. They saw Rishayim who stayed alive, who lived through the year. They saw Tzadikim who died, and they understood full well that it's not so simple that all the Rishayim just go and all the Tzadikim just stay. So what's going on over here? What does Chazal mean? I am placing before you today life and good, death and bad. In order that there should be a reality of a free choice, God created a source of good and a source of bad. And God provides his bounty through these two sources. The difference is that a tzaddik draws life and all of his needs from the source of good that's called life. And therefore, even when they're dead, they're called alive. Why are they called alive when they're dead? Brachos 18a. Because even then they receive a hashpa, this bounty, from the source of good, which is called life. So there's this Makor, the source in Shemayim, that's a source of life, and the tzaddikim continue receiving from there even after their physical demise. Harishayim achotim nishba lahem aide makor arashi nikra maves. And the Rishayim, they receive through the source of evil that's called Mavis. The story about the Samarav had a very good sense of humor. Somebody once gave him like $68. He said, "What's this?" So the person says, "It's Gematria Chaim." So the Samaruv says, "I'd rather you give me Gematria Mavis." 446. It's not such a good word, but it's much more money. Anyway, the tzaddikim, the Rishayim, their hashpa comes from the source of evil that's called death. The Alkain, Rishayim, Afilu B'chayim, Nikraim Mason. And therefore the Rishayim, even in their lifetimes, they are called dead. D'yinikasam mimakom hanikra mavis. Because they are drawing from this place called death. Zeu gam kein shavo d'zara nikreis zivchei mesim. And that's why avodah zara, idolatry, is called zivchei mesim. It is called the sacrifice of the dead. D'tzad hara harehu avodah zara. Because this evil is avodah zara. So that's why it's called avodah zara zivchei mesim, because it's coming from a place of death. Ra comes, evil comes from death. Goodness comes from life. We're generally against death. We don't like death. Death symbolizes what's evil. They're getting from this makor ra, which is called death. The Gemara says that Rishayim, even when they're alive, they're called dead, because they're getting from this source of death. The tzaddikim, even when they're dead, they're called alive, because they're getting from this good source called life. L'fi zeh hakavana b'omrim nechtavim v'nechtamim al de l'chayim haynu shechiyusam yinku mimakor hatov hanikra chayim. And according to this is what it means when it says that they are written and sealed immediately for life, that their chiyus, their vitality, yinku, will draw its nutrition mimakor hatov, from the source of good, anikra chayim, that's called life. V'rishayim nechtav nechtam la'arte l'misa kano shenitchem lina chiyusa mimakor ram shenikra mavis. And the Rishayim are getting misa. That means that they're getting from the makor, that the evil source called mavis. So it's not a physical life and death as we would see it, but rather the question is, where is God giving them their sustenance from? Is he giving it to them from the source of life? Is it something positive? Is it good? Or is it not? You know what it's like? It's like a person sometimes eats something and sugar, right? White sugar. White sugar is not really good for you. So he eats it and he gets some energy. Energy. But the truth is, it's empty calories that has no nutritional value. You don't really want those type of calories. You want nutrition. Good nutrition. You know, you eat fruits, you eat vegetables. Things like that, which give you life in a healthy way. So that's getting from the source of life. That's when you're mushba in the ruchnius world, in the spiritual world, you're getting from the source of life. It's coming from a good place. And it's giving you true chiyus, true vitality. The other way, you know, like a chicken running around without a head. It looks like it's alive, it's running around, but it's really dead. So its head isn't connected to the rest of its body. So these Rishayim, they're getting something, they're breathing, they're eating, they're laughing, they're playing, but it's coming from a very bad place. It's not holy, and it's missing out on what it's supposed to have, which is this godliness, this holiness. And sometimes, since they're getting from the source of Maves, so they get better in this world. You know, in the world today, the way the world works is that a man, you know, a successful man, meets a woman, and you know she's beautiful, and he goes for her, and you know he has, she fulfills his desires, and you know they live together for a while, and you know she gets boring. There's no question about it. He sees that she's a real person. She's not just an object of lust, and then he goes on to the next one, his next object, and then he breaks up with this one and goes on to the next one. The next one, the relationship lasts a little longer. She insists she wants to get married. So he says, okay, he marries her. And then he finds another one, and then yet another one. If you ever go to read any famous person's biography, you'll see it's just from one to the next. And with the women, it's the same way. You go from one guy to another guy to another guy, and they have a kid from this one, and a kid from that one, and two kids from that one. And this one committed suicide, and this one had a drug overdose. And that's the way the world is, and the reason the rest of the world is not like that is not everybody has such possibilities of getting the most successful, quote unquote, and attractive partner. But people who can do, and they go from person to person. So that's what he's saying over here. You're going to see this person. Oh wow, he's so successful. Look at that house he just bought, and look at that car, those cars, and look at his wife or his girlfriend, and look at his clothing, and look at. So this explains Rav Huberman, no, it could be that's part of his din. Since he was put down as a Rasha, he's getting from this tinufa, v'yahanu b'yoser mitinufa, he's getting more from the filth, the high alma of this world. God's going to give him more filth. He's going to say, you think this one's good looking, wait till the next one I send you. Woo! Now his eyes are just popping out of his skull. And he says, you think that this, you know, you signed this contract, I'm going to send you a bigger contract next time. He says, oh man, you know, last one was a six-figure, this one is a seven-figure contract. You know, an athlete, he wears a pair of sneakers, and he smiles, and the next thing he knows, he has $10 million in his bank account. I don't know what they're paying anymore for sneakers. It's probably more, but for nothing. And he says, ah, look at me, I'm such a tzaddik. Rav Tzedek has a mimer like that. Person shouldn't think he's a tzaddik because things are going his way. And now we understand why. He's getting it from the place of mavis. It's not coming from a good place. Oh, so that's how he explains the Gemara. That the Gemara is telling us, what does it mean written for life? Not for physical life. That your hashpa, your bounty, is coming from a place of life. And with the Rishayim, the opposite. And now we're going to explain the writ that's brought in the Ran. On the Gemara and Dibor Maschel Tzadikim Gemurim. So he writes, Tzadikim v'rashayim b'din zeka amar, she'osim b'nei adam hazochem b'din machmas eizes schus, mikri tzadik gamur hacha, she'tzadikim gemurim heim b'din ze, ve'af al pishav onoseyam meruvim v'schui oseyam, kevin she'im zochem b'din l'fish amidas v'shal HaKadosh Baruch Hu onosenes l'shalim schar b'olam haze, b'nei schus ze she'asa. So he says, when it says tzaddikim rishayim, means in this judgment, that those people who merit in judgment because of some merit are called a complete tzaddik, because they are tzaddikim gemurim in this judgment, b'din zeh, and even though their sins are greater than their merits, they have more averos than mitzvos, since they are zocha b'din, since they merit in judgment, because God gives reward in this world because of merits that they have. Sometimes the way Hashem's judgment works is that some people get all their reward in this world. They do good things. I often think of one famous Jewish entertainer. I'm not going to say his name. Hopefully he's already had his tikkun, and it's better not to say his name, but he was a very, very, although he grew up in a very Jewish family and he should have known better, maybe they were even Orthodox, but definitely a lot more Jewish than he lived. He, you know, married a Gentile, and he spent his whole life completely divorced from Jewish practice, from Jewish tradition, and he lived a long, healthy, robust life. He really seemed to have it good, and he was such a not spiritual person. You know, his greatest pleasure, he said, was like a cigar and I think a drink, and that's it. You know, having a little alcohol and a cigar, that was his pleasure in this world. And his life was completely revolved around the body and around just silliness. And yet, he lived such a long life and he seemed to have it so good. So what was going on inside of him? I don't know. But you ask, what's going on over here? So the answer is, one possible answer. And then on the contrary, I know of a lot of big tzaddikim who lived half the years that he lived or less, and their whole lives were revolving around serving God. So the simple answer is that some people get their reward in this world, and then there's not much left afterwards. And some people, if you're a this world person, Hashem says, okay, you want this world, here you have it. Think it'll make you happy? We'll see. And some people are next world people. So Hashem says, oh, you're a next world person? Okay, I'll give you that. And they don't really have it so good in this world, I know. I'm in the middle of reading a biography now of a big tzaddik. And he was mamish, off the charts tzaddik. And he had it so hard in life, physically, until he died at the age of 56. Very sad. But in Olam Haba, I can't even imagine what his eternal reward is looking like. So that's what the Ran explains. Sometimes you have a tzaddik whose zchuyos are greater than his sins, his merits are greater than his sins. Since they're chayiv bedin, they are obligated in judgment, even because of one slight of error they might have done. Regarding this judgment, they're called Rishayim. They justified the righteous and they incriminated the evil. It's talking about a tzaddik and a rasha for that matter. So what Rabbeinu Yonah is telling us to do is to reassess, to reframe our perspective, our attitude, our vision of a rasha and a tzaddik. Normally the Russia is, you know, in the comics, it's the guy with the spiked hair and the t-shirt and the tattoos and this and the sunglasses, and the earring, and the tzaddik is, you know, with the long beard and the payas and the tzitzis and the white and black. And it's true. Generally, if you see a guy with spiked hair and tattoos and an earring and a tongue ring and a nose ring and piercings all over the place, and, you know, he's wearing a t-shirt with a picture of Jimi Hendrix on it, chances are he's not a Bilti L'Hashem Levado guy that everything in his life revolves around serving the Rabbanu Shel Olam, although who knows. Chances are, though, it'll be a pretty good bet he has other things on his mind other than just the Rabbanu Shel Olam. Whereas, you know, there are people who, you know, they dress in a certain way and that expresses their penis, that they really are servants of God. So that's one picture of a Russian at tzaddik, and that's obviously true. But this Gemara is not talking about that picture. It's talking about a Russia who's a Russia bedin, and a tzaddik who's a tzaddik bedin. And a Russia bedin is somebody who, because of one avera, he's going to get it. And this might be his end, because of one sin. And on the contrary, the tzaddik, you know, even this person that I mentioned before, who's lived such a good life, I'm sure he did good deeds. He gave tzedakah, he made people happy, entertained people, whatever his good deeds were. So he did some good deeds. So he's a tzaddik bedin. Every year he was a tzaddik bedin. That's what the Rasha, the Gemara means. A Rasha bedin and a tzaddik bedin. What does the Ran mean when he says there are a tzaddik or a Rasha in this judgment? So what does he mean by in this judgment? In this specific judgment, Chazal tell us that Kulam Niskarim Beskira Achas, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives a very, very broad judgment. HaMevin El Kol Maaseyem. God is looking at everything, the Gemara says. So it's not just this specific din, it's everything. It's everything all put together. God is taking everything into account. So it's not just this narrow judgment like the Ran seems to say. So what does he mean, din ze, when this is really a din klali, a more general judgment? But I want to tell you the tradition that I received. And I've seen also in the books of tzaddikim, the tzaddik storybooks, sheyesh hanhaga b'shamayim, that there's a certain way that God runs the world. Shebechol shana machrizim al eizem mitzvos, shemishi mekayim mitzvazu yizkel eschar mesuyim b'olam hazeh, that it's announced that anybody who does certain mitzvahs is going to get a certain reward in this world. It's known in Maisa with the holy Slanim Rebbe that before he died, he revealed that around this certain city that I mispronounced before, there's a certain napach. There is a certain napach, is somebody who works with metals. He did a mitzvah. He was a pasha Jew, a simple Jew. But he did a mitzvah, and in the merit of that mitzvah, he became a miracle worker, a wunder rabbiner, a wonder rabbi, for 2.5 years. Vani batzmi hikartiv vechlafti imo mechtavim yoser mishana. And the tzaddik from Ranana says, this isn't a baba maisa. I knew the guy, and I corresponded with him for more than a year. V'lo haya yachol lilmod. He didn't even know how to learn. El Shahayalon Mishnayos, he had some Mishnayos. Gemara, he didn't know. But some Mishnayos, or Midrashim, Be'ivri Taich, and Midrashim that had a translation. Sha'asa Rav Yavetz, Vekara Ivri Taich, and he read the translation. That's what he could do. He couldn't read a Mishnah, he couldn't read a Medrash, so he bought himself the Yiddish version of the Medrash says, and the Yiddish version of the Art School Mishnayos, and that's what he learned from. For kochoy nifla mamish, lo nafal davar artsa mehavtachasa, v'yodani harbe maasios niflos. Everything he said happened, and I personally know a lot of amazing stories. If you want to read amazing stories about Rav Huberman, who we're talking about, you can look. We have a shiur on it. You can listen. I spoke about it, but you can look in the Hakdama to the Ben Lo Shri, and you can see amazing stories. And at the end, the person says, "These are all heard first person. So this is not, you know, one guy told another guy who thinks he heard it from a third guy who might have heard it from a fourth guy who told a fifth guy who likes to make things up. No, it really happened. So these stories with this guy really happened. Yodani Harbi Masil Sefos Brother Mishpat Ezli Yisraelim Nachwitz. Specifically, there was a certain court case with a Jew, with a Gentile, v'chein muvit sefer tzedikim, shanach etzuchiz, and mishi yomot sefer aturim, in perish beis Yosef, yizke l'gili elio, v'gam kein zelcha, z'avrich pasha, sh'etzliach shalom, b'dayte lumo tur beis Yosef. V'akach nasu, anafach v'osa avrich anashim, shutim mekedim. So what happened? There was also an announcement in Shemaim one year. The sifrei tzedikim say, somebody who learns the Torah with the Beis Yosef is going to be zocha to a gili elio. There was a simple avrich who managed to learn the Torah with the Beis Yosef, maybe got a good chavrusa, and he was taka zochel to gil eliyah. Now, what happened afterwards? What happened afterwards was that this napach, this guy who was in metals, this simple Jew, and this avreich became simple people afterwards. You know, they had their moment of greatness. They had he had his gil eliyah, he did his miracles, the napach, and then back to the way they were. And this is the ma'arit that the Ran cites. The efshesh afilu osim shen rosem berubim shosem yimosa mitzvah haskulis shechuizel abosu shana shiske b'din harayu tzadik amr b'din zeh v'zocha b'din zeh al kol hashana. So on one hand there's a din klali. It's true. There's a din klali. But within that din klali, sometimes there's nothing you can do. Sometimes there's certain mitzvahs that a person does, or certain averus that a person does, and that's going to make it happen. Because in Shemayim, there's certain mitzvahs that are very machshiv. So, you know, if I could be a bird, I would fly to Shemayim, to those hidden places, and I'd find, obviously Shemayim isn't the sky, but, you know, to Shemayim is Lashon Sham, there, all those things that are out there beyond this world. And I would love to find out what this mitzvah is this year. I would want to do that mitzvah, and I'm sure you would too. But we can't know. Unless somebody who's up there tells us. And that's what it means. That's what it means that the tzaddikim bedinze. What does it mean, bedinze? They do this mitzvah skulis. They do this special mitzvah that merits them life. Or they do this special avera that merits them death. So that's the answer. That's how he explains this ma'arit. Not sure it totally answers this question, because question is, there's a din klali. And this is, so why does it say din zeh? Turns out it is din zeh, because he did the special mitzvah. Anyway, that is the piece that he has on Aseres Yemei Tshuva. So I'm happy we can learn that together. And now I'd like to proceed further. We're on page Kuf Mem Dalid. And he talks a little bit about the Shabbos Shuva, which is coming up right now in Eretz Yisrael. It's 3:40, so we have about 3 hours until the Holy Shabbos Shuva enters. So this is categorized under the title of Jurush. Ayin b'imrei Elimelech l'Shabbos Shuva, Tshuva may be a pasuk. So look in the Sefer Imre, Elimelech, to Shabbos Tshuva. He quotes the pasuk in Tehillim 39:3. Ne'alamti dumia, I remained silent. I became silent like an elam, like a mute person. I became muted. Today they have on the computer, you can have a Zoom meeting, you mute yourself. So that's what David HaMelech said, I was muted. I became muted without a computer. Or maybe a Zohar HaKadosh. And the Zohar says in Chelek Gimel, Shapir Shushal Yedei Avonis Garam Kivyachol Amal Avchinas Ilam. When a person sins, God, so to speak, becomes silent. Yeshlefarash Al Pizeb, a pasuk. According to this, we can explain the pasuk. In Yeshaya, the very, very famous pasuk, Mem Aleph, Nachamu Nachamu Ami, Lashus Kashke, Lassi Kasher Niska, Linacham Yavanusain of Lassi Salem, Shuvim Meavo, Az Niska Yoimar Lokechem, Shalamalia Avchinas Amir, Hefech Meilim, beautiful. So it says, Nachamu Nachamu Ami, be consoled my nation. Yomar Elokeichem, God says, that in the future, when God forgives us from our sins, and we repent, and we do tshuva me'ava, then Nachamu Nachamu Ami, when he says, repent, repent, my nation, Lashon Lehinachem, to regret your sins. So, the word Nachem and Nacham is always a different perspective. So you should do tshuva on your sins. Yomar Elokeichem, God is going to say, God is no longer going to be mute. He was muted, kibiyachol, when we sinned. And now, he is no longer muted. Yomar Elokeichem, God will speak. This was, now we move on to the next piece. This is a drush for Shabbos Shuva. From the year Tuf Shin Tes. '48. It's a pretty big year for the Jewish people. Going on to 1949, I guess, about September of 48. Hosea, he quotes the pasuk from the book of Hosea. Shuvi Yisrael, Igi Azman, Shekol B'nai Yisrael, and Amsoyim B'machanos, Al Adam, Atmea, Yeshuvu La'artzem, and Ikris Yisrael. So, that's what it means. Shuva Yisrael, the time has come that all of the Jewish people that are in the camps on the impure land should return to their land that's called today Yisrael. That's what the non-religious people call Israel. They call it Yisrael. So the more religious people, it's not in Tanakh and in rabbinic literature, Eretz Yisrael is not called Yisrael. It's called Eretz HaKadosha or Eretz Yisrael. But just Yisrael is a reference to the Jewish people. It's not a reference to the land. Today, it's a reference to the land. So says the Rebbe in this drush, Shuva Yisrael, return all the Jews and those impure lands in Germany, in Poland, in Hungary. Return to your land that's called today Yisrael. Aval ad, shetashuvu tzichim laskir et atzman. Shuva Yisrael ad Hashem Elokecha. So now we get to ad. Ad, before you return, you have to remind yourself, Hashem Elokecha, Sheyeshna Borei Olam, that there is a Creator. V'ubechasadav himtzi lanu makom miklat, and He in His great kindness has given us a place to escape to. V'lo derech hateva, shemad nar menaris kamat b'lo neshek, nisgabru amachnos parim gedudei zayin medinos arvim umzuyana b'neshek briti, mikol aminim. And look at this. That's why this is called a drush. This is a drush. It's not a pashup shan the pasuk by any stretch of the imagination. But God has given us a place to run away to, and in a very unnatural way, a few boys and girls without weapons overcame wild band of seven different Arab armies that were armed with British artillery, that the Brits gave weapons to the Arabs to kill the Jews. Seven different armies, and a bunch of girls and boys who had never had an army before and barely had an idea what they were doing were able to overcome this attack. Normal or not normal? Not normal. Kika, so return, Shubi Yisrael Ad. But before you return to Israel, you should know, Hashem Elokecha, you have a God. And you see that from the fact that we were able, just months ago, remember I told you this is September of 48. So I think it was June of 48, or May or June, hey, year of 48, a few months before, that the Israelis announced their independence, and now they had already won the war. Kikashalta, because you stumbled, the pasuk continues, that you stumbled until now was bavanecha, from your sins, not because God doesn't have the power, because you see God's miracles at every step of the way, and therefore you should return to God. He's going to give you complete redemption. He's going to give you all of Eretz Yisrael. Okay, beautiful drasha, Shabbos Shuva. Tavshin Tes. Next, he goes on. This is entitled Dover Nifla, a wondrous thing. V'yaged Yaakov, in the Sefer V'yaged Yaakov, in Jewish Ches, Hikshe, he asked the mitzvah essay to tshuva, the mitzvah baba avera. The mitzvah essay of tshuva, there's a mitzvah to do tshuva. It's a mitzvah that comes only because you did an avera. Ukomo sheba karban, afilu yesh kani abi p'tzul mitam mitzvah baba avera. We have a rule that by a carbon, if this person steals an animal, even if he acquires it because the other person despaired of ever getting it back, it's still puzzle, it's still disqualified, because it's a mitzvah ba'aveira. Because this mitzvah came about because of a sin, because he stole it, even though the sin is over, it belongs to him legally. Nevertheless, it's still called a mitzvah ba'aveira because he stole it. Hachinam yech nechshe b'tarig mitzvahs. Mitzvahs asei de tshuva, sheyefshir bilti aveira keduma. So too, how are the tarig? How is the mitzvah of tshuva enumerated among the 613 mitzvahs asay? It can only be done if you did an avera first. So it's a mitzvah above avera. The mitzvah only came about because of an avera. So that's the kash of the Ve'agid Yaakov. So to this, the tzaddik from Ranana says, "Uvimechilas kol Torah." So I want to ask forgiveness from his honorable Torah. Ne'la mimenu divrei Zohar Kadosh, but he forgot the words of the Holy Zohar. This is in the third volume on page 153. Side B. The Mashiach Yossi La'Savet Tzadiki B'Tzadikai B'Tiyufta. That the Mashiach is going to return the Tzadikim B'Tshuva. V'yadua Meister of Sadia Gonshas Tshuva Shlanog Kovet Umar B'Kodesh Baruch Hu Esmol Kfi Gdulasa Shehikir Hayom. And the Meister of Sadia Gon, that he did Tshuva yesterday in his Avodas Hashem. He did tshuva today in his Avodas Hashem of yesterday, because he said, "Oh, now that I know God even better, I should have had more fear. I should have had more awe. Now I see that my service yesterday was lacking." So it seems that the answer that the Rav is giving is that the tshuva of the tzaddikim is not from their averos. The tshuva from the tzaddikim is from their mitzvahs. They would have done the mitzvah much better. Let's say, for example, you know somebody who's very, very wealthy. He's a billionaire. And he asks you to do a favor for him. So you do the favor, and you're not expecting anything in return, so you just do it okay. He asks you to mail a letter. So you go to the mailbox and you put it in. And he says to you, ah, I see you're a guy who I can depend on, and he gives you a job. In this world today, a lot of people need jobs. You're very happy, but then you say to yourself, had I known he would have given me a job, I would have gone and delivered it personally. I wouldn't have put it in the mailbox. It takes a few days to get there. I would have gone and I would have handed it to the guy myself. He would have given me a better job. So this is to get the reward. But just to give that, just a mashal, that the tzaddikim said, well, had I only known how great God was, I would have done the mitzvah much, much better. So it's not a mitzvah baba avera tshuva. It's a mitzvah baba mitzvah. They're doing tshuva for mitzvahs. You could do tshuva for your mitzvahs also. Pretty cool. And since we have this gone on for a little bit longer than we normally do, we will close with the last shtickle of this shir, the last piece. This he entitles Eitza Yishara. This is a good piece of advice. Tamashe Korin Zal Shabbos HaRishon Shel Shana Chadash Shabbos Tshuva. Why is the first Shabbos called Shabbos Tshuva or Shabbos Tshuva? Why is it called the Shabbos of Repentance? Ishtavaro Pedivra Hashem Yishmuel. When he quotes the Shem Yishmuel, I already get excited. I love the Shem Yishmuel. Ala Pasuk, Shem Yishmuel is a sefer that's deep enough that you can enjoy very much the profundity, things that you never would have thought of. Kabbalistic enough that you are also appreciative of the fact that he's taking you a little bit beyond this world. But unlike other deep svarim, Kabbalistic svarim, you really feel like you understood what he's talking about, at least on some level, and he didn't completely lose you. So that's the mile of the Shem Yishmuel. Hard enough that you really feel accomplished when you understand, and that you have a much deeper understanding now, and easy enough that you feel like you can connect to his words, and it's not completely beyond you. So he explains based on the Shem Yishmuel on the Pasuk Vayichal Ukim B'yom HaShvi that God completed on the seventh day. The Yisra Medrash says in the Medrash Chagiga 12a Shekol Shesh Tamei Bereish Tzai Shemayim Baratzim Tachan Bochum, all 6 days of creation the heavens and the earth were Nimtachin V'holchim. What does that mean? HaKavanah Shem Misrach Gemei Asher Shem Mizgashmim. They kept expanding, which means they distanced themselves from the root and they became more physicalized. Shagia Shabbos Kodesh, Zman Aliyah Salamos, and comes Shabbos, and that's when the worlds are all elevated. This is a Kabbalistic idea that on Shabbos everything goes back to its source. That's the word Shabbos means, to return, Shafta. Then all the worlds had a tshuka, had a desire to return to their source, and that's what it says, Vayichal. Vayichal, he references the Or HaChaim HaKadosh, Bereishis Beis Aleph, Nishtokek Miloshan Kolsa Nafshi. Vayichal is a hishtokakus, is this yearning from the words kolsa nafshi. Vayichal, kolsa means that you have this yearning, this pining. That's vayichal, that on the seventh day, the world had a close hanefesh, the world had this intense desire to get back to God. V'yadua de Rosh Hashanah nivra olam. It's known that on Rosh Hashanah the world was created. Nimsa Shabbos HaRishon Lacha Rosh Hashanah. Shava Briel Sharsha. So it turns out that the first Shabbos after Rosh Hashanah, the world goes back to its source. B'Shabri Shabbos Shuva, Kol Shabbos Harishon De Hashana, Kedua B'Sfarim Hakadosh Mishal Kolor Misnotzeis Pamachas B'Chol Zman, Higio Pamachas B'Chol Zman, Higio Od Pam Nizgala V'Nisora Me'Ahara Me'Chadash. As is known from the Sfarim, that every light that shines one time, whenever you get back to that time, that light shines again, that holy spirituality, that Kabbalistic light. So, on Shabbos, the world wants to go back to its source. And when was the first time in history that the world went back to its source? The world returned to HaKadosh Baruch Hu Kaviyachol. He stopped creating, and it didn't distance itself from him, the world. The world came closer to him, whatever that means. That was the first Shabbos, Shabbos Shuva, the first Shabbos after creation. So that's this Shabbos. This is the first Shabbos after Rosh Hashanah. So now the world wants to return to God. And this is the first time it happens. We have that light now of the first time that the world returned to Hashem. So we have to take advantage. So the Tzaddik has two more pieces here. I invite you to look in page Kuf Mem He, Kuf Mem Vav. And for those who do not have the Sefer, it is on the Otzer HaChachma program. Those who do not have the Otzer HaChachma, as I speak, the Otzer HaChachma program is available online for one and for all at their website. Because of the pandemic, they made it available for the public for the next while. So you could take advantage and see all the Sfarim there, and particularly if you want to look here, you can look inside. Okay, I wish everybody a beautiful Shabbos. Thank you for listening. And we should be zocha, self. We need it so much. We should be zocha, we should merit geulas olamim, an eternal redemption. Shalom, shalom, sweetest and most beloved friends.